Good morning. It's 8:38. Finger Lakes Morning News. Time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. We're joined on Zoom by Laura Turbide. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted.
Now, before we meet our provider today, I know, let's see, we've got, you got all kinds of things. We've got walk-in mammograms, we got community mobility screening, and I'm seeing Cubby Chase yard signs out and about.
Yes, I actually have right on my list to talk about Cubby Chase first off. So Saturday, July 31st, we are getting back in the mood and back in action of Cubby. So there will be a 5K race, a 10K race, a color mile fun run. There's going to be a decorate your stroller challenge. So it's also going to be both in person as well as virtual. You can do either way. So we encourage you to get ready for July 31st, always that last Saturday in July. A great chance to get out, be active, lots of family fun. You can go to runsignup.com and /Cubby Chase 5K 10K and sign up. So we're really looking forward to getting everybody back together. Of course, it supports the Jim Dooley Center for Early Learning, and I think it's just a really signature event for us here at the health system.
How's everybody loving that playground there?
They are in love with the playground. So thanks to Helen Kelly, Laura Van Neel, all the New Vision students, everybody who made that possible. Of course, Kathy Brown-Rako and her vision for that. And now her our new director, Kyle, is equally as enthusiastic about making sure there's lots of healthy ways for kids to play. And we are in the process of fundraising for a toddler playground. So we don't want the little ones left out. So at any point that you want to contribute to a good cause, not only can you participate in Cubby Chase, but you can go online and make a donation any day towards the toddler playground.
And if you go to our community calendar at FingerLakesDailyNews.com, we always have the latest on the community mobility screening and also the walk-in screening mammograms. And what else? It would probably be worth reminding people, because we're getting out of the habit and where's my mask? Oh, I think it's in the car, that you still do need them at medical facilities.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yes, indeed. We want to keep everybody safe, and it is still required.
All right. So let's meet our provider. This is an interesting program. I think we might have talked about this once before, but it's a kind of a unique service, I think, that Finger Lakes Health offers.
We have. I'm so glad. I always love when we have Bob. So Bob Switzer is a PA. He's also director of urgent care, so many people know him. He was truly, I think, such a great ambassador for us during COVID, keeping people calm. He put out so many great videos for us. He's truly just a rock star. He's a provider that so many people rely on. He oversees our partnerships with Hubs Health Center and other things. And one of the other things that he's responsible for is he leads our occupational health efforts. So for so many of these businesses and companies where we know now how critical health is to keeping business moving, he is really dedicated to leading the occupational health program, where we offer a whole host of services to area businesses for helping to keep their employees safe. So I want to say thanks to Bob for being an all-around superstar, but also encourage him this morning to educate us a little bit on OCH Health.
All right, Bob, good morning. It's good to have you with us.
Morning, folks. Thanks for having me on.
So let's start with this question. Is this something that you saw or Finger Lakes Health saw as a need in the business community? How did this idea for providing these services to businesses come about?
Well, the Occupational Health Department at Finger Lakes Health has been a department, a multifaceted department, that's been in the area for over 30 years, and it just has continued to grow and grow. We service as Lara said, designed just to keep our employees safe and healthy on the job. And it's, like I said, it's just continued to grow more and more, where we provide not only pre-employment physicals, hazmat physicals, respirator clearance of our local firefighters. So as I said, it just continues to grow more and more.
So give us kind of, we'll get into some of the facets of it in detail, but give us kind of an overview of the program. It's a combination. Some of the services are primarily for the benefit of the employer, and then some of them are primarily for the benefit of the employee.
That's correct. Most of the organizations, like, for example, if we do a pre-employment, sending them to us, and what we do is we do physically make sure that this employee is going to be safe and they're going through all of the appropriate to maintain their health there. We offer a lot of hazmat physicals for employees that are exposed. We make sure that we do annual physicals for that nothing is changing in their health history or any medical problems that may arise from being on the workforce. DOT physicals are a little bit of a different. CDLs and drive the big trucks, other people. So those are more federally mandated guidelines that drivers and myself have to follow just to make sure that people vote.
How does a company contract with you to get these services? Is it kind of a la carte, or is it an annual contract based on how many people, or are there different ways of kind of working that deal out?
A little bit different. You know, some companies we have contracts with and we provide services to. Other people, it's an part where, you know, we provide the service that they need. They give us a call. We always accommodate these people, especially our DOT drivers, because time is money. These guys want to get back out on the road. So some guys will come in, I need my DOT physical today because my DOT card expires tomorrow. So we accommodate all of those people. We get paid in, whether that's a pre-employment physical as well, hazmat physical, respirator, or our local firefighters. So it's more of an a la carte type of thing.
One of the services you provide is immunizations, routine immunizations for mostly pre-employment, I would assume, but I guess also during employment. Is anyone beginning to require a COVID vaccination as part of employment at this point?
We have not seen that, no. We do provide some immunizations, whether it's hepatitis series or influenza, PPDs, things like that. But we have not gotten into the COVID.
I've got a release with some of the various services here, and under the umbrella of coordinated services, you have worksite evaluations. What's involved there? Do you look for safety hazards and that kind of thing?
Absolutely. So what we'll do is some companies require us to come on site, and what we'll do is we'll evaluate the workforce and especially want to make sure that they're going to body movement, you know, ergonomics and just to, as I said, to make sure that they're going to be safe on the job and that's not going to cause any problems.
And then what is functional capacity evaluation? Is this when is somebody who's been maybe injured on the job, when they're clear to come back, that type of thing?
Exactly. And what we do is we work with our PT and OT department at Finger Lakes Health. And what we'll do is we'll bring them in and we'll evaluate them. We'll watch them actually go through the functions of what their job entails with lifting and bending. And make sure that they can go through the functions that job safely to be allowed to be released to go back to work without any limitations or restrictions.
And I know increasingly a number of companies want to make sure their employees are drug-free, so you have a series of drug and alcohol testing that you can do either pre-employment or periodically if that's what a customer wants.
That's correct. That one's been a different topic of late because of the marijuana changes in New York State, but do a lot of drug screens randomly selected by the companies, and those are just a walk-in and we can either hair, urine, breath, alcohol. That's very, very popular, and we are very, very busy with.
Talking about occupational health services offered at, actually it's through Life Care Medical Associates on Balsley Road in Seneca Falls. Do you get involved in workers' comp situations, determining how much somebody was injured or whether an injury is specifically work-related?
At this point, our occupational health department does not see workmen's comp injuries. Our urgent care sees a lot of workmen's comp. And then based on the injury, you know, a specialist, say if it's an ordinary.
Is there any particular service or services that you're seeing an increasing demand for over the last months or years?
Well, I will say our drug screen program has grown. We're also doing a lot more pre-employment. The safety and well-being of their employees, or that somebody is an existing injury that could pop.
How does a company contact you to find out more about these services?
Yeah, they can just call our occupational health department and out to me through my receptionist, and what we can do is we can sit down and we can talk about what the services are that they might need, and kind of go from there. Like I said, we're very accommodating in getting a of.
We had a drop out there. Bob, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.
And Laura, thank you as always.
Thank you. And you can call 539-9229, area code 315 for occupational health services.
All right. Very good. We'll talk again in 2 weeks.
Thanks, both of you.